Here's what's coming up on the Venus Cuckoldress podcast.
The main, you know, cuckold in the studio porn just like never appealed to me. Like I was never like felt like that type of dude or like those insecurities, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like a woman can have it all, like when she's with a black cuck who's, you know, into that interracial dynamic. You know, even though you're black and you might have a nice sized dick, like you still might not, you know, be able to provide for that woman sexually. You know, it could still, you could do everything else for her, you know, but she just may have that big dick hunger, you know.
Yeah.
That supersized big dick hunger, which is, you know, which can be fun to play on.
You are now listening to the Venus Cuckoldress podcast, a place to learn all things cuckolding for the curious, the passionate, and the sexually empowered woman who wants it all. Go to venuscuckoldress.com. You'll find the new Queen's Quarters fan destination. Book a one-to-one chat with me. Listen to the private podcast and even get access to my secret Snapchat group, where I share some of my most intimate encounters. Now sit back, make yourself comfortable, and let's dive right into this episode. Welcome to this episode of the Venus Cuckoldress Podcast. I'm your host, Venus. Thanks for joining me for this one. And today I have a special guest. He goes by the name of Cuck Next Door. You might have heard of him. He's often on the Moan app and he is a cuck, obviously. And he also happens to be black and he also happens to love interracial cuckolding. Yes. And Cuck Next Door happens to be the co-host of the new show that we're doing called The View, The Cuck View. This is tons of fun. We're doing the show together to talk about all the latest cuckolding in the news, the controversial topics, the funny stories, the salacious stories, and of course, awesome guests. So we've done the first show together. It has gone live. If you want to check it out, you can find it on the private podcast on venuscuckoldress.com. Just click on the Queen's Quarters. That's where you can subscribe to the private podcast. It's also available on Apple Podcasts. So if you're an Apple person, that's all you got to do is go on to Apple Podcasts and you'll see it under the Venus Cuckoldress Podcast. There's also going to be a link in the show notes for today if you want to just be able to be directed right to it. Before we get into today's show, I just want to say I have had one of the best weekends of my life recently. It was so amazing. I went to Seattle to meet up with a guy who I met back in November of last year at the Splash Mocha Party in Houston. We didn't get a chance to really like connect in the bedroom during Houston, but we did meet up in Seattle and we had a lot of fun. It was amazing. Thanks to my group of helpful cuck supporters who just made it incredible, really incredible. It was RIP my pussy. That's all I'm going to say. It was that good. It was fucking wonderful. So all my helpful cucks got all the details of that weekend, all the juicy details of that weekend, both in the private Snapchat group for that tier of supporters and in the live hangout that we do once a week for the helpful cuck supporters. So if you're not in that tier and you're missing out and you would like to be part of this action, you certainly can. You can go to venuscuckoldress.com. Just click on the Queen's Quarters fan tier tab at the top. And also, right now, And listen up, because this rarely ever happens. There's a promo code if you want to join that tier. It's so much fun. But the promo code is Hot Summer. So if you want to go and join the tier, just enter that promo code Hot Summer for 10% off the tier cost for up until September 1st. So time is running out. Oh, and if you're curious who I hooked up with, because yeah, I didn't even realize he has a Twitter page. I just was like posting this, our stuff on a few things, just one little video on my Twitter page. And he popped up on there and I was like, oh, he's got a Twitter page. And then I checked it out and I was like, damn, it's really hot. And he has an OnlyFans. I don't subscribe to anybody's OnlyFans, but like, I can just imagine what's on it. It's impressive. Let me tell you, impressive for a size queen like me. Impressive. All right. That's it. I'm like getting really hot in here right now, just talking about it. That's going to be it for announcements. Let's jump in to today's show with Cuck Next Door. Here we go. Joining me on the show today, I have Cuck Next Door. Cuck Next Door, you may have heard that name recently. He is my co-host on the new talk show, The Cuck View. And he's also on the Moan app lots and lots and lots of times. So you may recognize that name. He is my guest today and a very special guest because we are going to be talking about some layers of taboo, the Black Cuckold. Welcome to the show, Cuck Next Door. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Venus. How are you this afternoon? Hope everyone's doing well.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. So let's jump in. For those of you who have not talked to you before, heard your story before, can you just kind of like give us the quick little rundown of how you got into cuckolding? Like, what's your journey been like? How did it go, this journey up to where you are today?
Okay, well, I've always been into the interracial dynamic part of cuckolding. Like, that's my favorite aspect and dynamic about it. So I guess, like, I've always just been into, you know, like, interracial porn. So I feel like it grew from there. And I just got more and more into it. And then once certain podcasts came around, you know, and I was able to hear, you know, real world experiences from couples, from cucks, from cuckoldresses, you know, seeking this lifestyle out and living the lifestyle out. And then, you know, being able to talk to a bunch of them, you know, on the Moan app really helped a lot. And, you know, I was able to hear, like, you know, female led relationships being, you know, lived out and like and lovingly, and, you know, listening to your podcast, like more of the relationship style of cuckolding. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's kind of how like I grew into it.
So at what point were you like, oh, I feel like I could actually be a cuck. Like I identify as a cuck. Whereas instead of just being like, oh, I'm kind of into this kind of porn. Was there like a moment where you're like, okay, this is actually who I am?
You know, like as I kept like watching, like it was all about kind of like the female worship for me, like on the cuckolding side, you know, like, and being into the interracial dynamic, like I want to be with, you know, like I want to sexually please like the white woman as well, you know, and like be intimate with her and, you know, like have those nasty, like just that nasty good sex, you know, just the color contrast of it, just like everything about it was just like so appealing to me. But the cuck, it just seemed like, you know, on the early days, you know, it wasn't much, you know, hot wives and cuckoldresses and queen of spades, like doing their own content. So you kind of had to get it from just like, studio porn. And like this, the main, you know, cuckold in the studio porn just like never appealed to me. Like I was never like felt like that type of dude or like those insecurities, you know?
Yeah.
So it was just like kind of different for me. And I had to like, you know, just separate the two, like porn and, you know, like how I actually am and view myself. So yeah.
Have you ever wanted to be the bull?
So like in those situations, right, Venus, like in an interracial dynamic, like yes, like if it was a white couple, like I would want to be the bull in that type of scenario, you know, because I feel like those verbal details and like I, you know, I kind of know what it is to be like a cuck, like viewing it through the interracial like aspect. So like in talking to like all the, you know, couples on Moan and the single cucks on Moan, like it kind of gives me a perspective, you know, like of what they want, you know, and just listening to the women on your platform, you know, and other cuckolding like platforms, it's, you know, like you get a good, well-rounded idea of, you know, like what you can provide, what cucks want, you know, the cucks that are into the interracial dynamic, you know, like it's just so much fun, you know, being able to talk to them and like see what they like, you know, those dark taboos that they may not be able to like really get into. You know, you talk to these guys on Moan and they love that shit, you know, like they really get into it. And like so the cucks like that are on your platform, you know, like they really love that, like interracial nasty dynamic. And you even had a couple bulls on here, you know, that are on Moan, and we've talked a few times and had those deep taboo conversations on there as well. And it's really juicy. And you know, for couples or, you know, women out there that are into it, you know, I feel like that interracial cuckolding or just, you know, it helps both sides to be able to tap into it because it's so talked down upon on normal society, you know, like we really get to, you know, play into it and have fun with it, you know, like with white guys involved, you know, like there's group sessions, you know, Splash Mocha is out there, you know, like I'm sure there's like this, that's the upper echelon, you know, like that's the Super Bowl of it. You know what I mean? Like getting together and just playing on all those nasty, kinky taboos, you know, it's just so much fun.
So is it the taboo that is so appealing to you when it comes to this lifestyle and not so much like the teasing, humiliation kind of thing that usually goes along with like cucks?
Yeah, I definitely enjoy those nuances and the teasing and the humiliation, you know, because at the end of the day, like I know how I feel about myself, you know, so it's all about just playing into the whole dynamic of it. I was like, so how I kind of got into cuckolding too as well, I met this girl online and we were friends for a pretty long time, you know, and maybe within like 6 or 7 years into the relationship, in the friendship, you know, I was like, hey, I want you to cuckold me, right? And she was just like into it from the jump, you know. so she would send me like videos of like kind of tease and denial, like, you know, you wish you could you know, fuck me and, you know, be with me. And I would like spoil her and stuff too. Like I would send her like on spa trips, you know, like for the day, like a day pass to the spa, you know, just to like chill and relax, you know, and just have fun at the pool and the spa. Yeah. Like I would send her like flowers sometimes, you know, like I would send her like lingerie and she would send me like pics or videos back, like playing with her tits and shit. And there'd be like hickeys on her titties, you know, and she would say like, you know, how she was like with other guys, like, I remember one time she was like having a party at her house, and I sent her like a Magnum bottle of champagne for like her and her friends. And, you know, like she would tell me like, you know, like how they partied and, you know, like hooked up with guys like after. So like, and, you know, like being friends before I told her about like the cuckolding dynamic or that I was into her or, you know, wanted to be her cuck, you know, like being friends first, it really was like, once we got into the cuckolding part, like, you know, it was just so nasty and good, like from the jump, because, you know, like we knew each other, you know, like, and she was able to play on like, you know, just the little details about my life, you know, and just like, you know how it is when like, you know, a person, you know, like even on, you know, on the couples that you speak to, their relationships, you know, like they had to build into these, you know, these really deep, fantastic dynamics, you know, yes. It just didn't happen right. It just didn't happen right away, which is, you know, what I learned from your podcast and other cuckolding podcasts out there. You know, it's just like a lot of relationship and trust building.
Yeah, you really sure. do need that as a foundation before you jump into something like this. That's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it makes it a lot more fun because for me, it's not even really like about the sex, like with the woman and the, her bull, you know, it's kind of like worshiping the woman, like a lot. That's what plays a part for me. And, you know, just like those little nasty details and like just all that good, juicy stuff, the mind teasing of it, you know, like mm-hmm. not being able to fulfill this woman, even though, you know, like I'm, you know, like I'm a healthy guy, you know, like I really enjoy sex, you know, like, so, but just being denied, you know, like just, you know, like in that interracial dynamic, like being denied, like this pretty white pussy, you know, it's like just a fucking huge turn on, but I also like want to fuck too, you know, so it's crazy, you know, like I really want to fuck too, so.
Since you have cuck in your name, do people treat you in a certain way and assume that you like have a small dick or that you are, you know, really into the humiliation part or do they make assumptions? And then how do people treat you because you're black, because you're also into the interracial part? Do they treat you in a certain way because you're black, or are they confused about that, or how is it?
Yeah, I think it is confusing, you know, to it just shakes up the whole cuckolding, you know, scene and scenario and lifestyle that's out there, you know, like there's always the cuck portrayed as like this one way, like just like a weak, you know, like could be overweight, could be like skinny, you know, like just real inadequate, like penis wise. You know, or just like feeling inferior. But, you know, listening to the, like I said, going back to Moan, like listening to the guys on Moan, you know, like seeing them, like, you know, they're physically fit dudes, you know, like all cucks don't have small dicks. You know, it's just like, I don't have a small dick either. You know, like I say, like, you know, I'm pretty average size, you know, like I don't have a, like a super porno huge dick, you know, like nothing like that. But at the same time, you know, like, you know, maybe being with a woman or seeing a woman, you know, like just like a size queen like you and other, you know, women out there, you know, like they may prefer that. Like you can, you know, be super physically attracted to them, but, you know, they may want to have that feeling of feeling like really stretched out. And, you know, even though you're black and you might have a nice size dick, like you still might not, you know, be able to provide for that woman sexually, you know, it could still, you could do everything else for her, you know, but she just may have that big dick hunger, you know,
yeah.
That supersized big dick hunger, which is, you know, which can be fun to play on, you know?
I know all about that. So you you're really into the interracial part. If you would want your girlfriend or wife or partner to have black bulls, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I would rather see her play with like black men, you know, because just like I don't know, like white cuckolding just doesn't do it for me, you know? Like, I'm just not into that, you know?
Well, because I asked because like some cucks have said to me, some white cucks have said to me, the reason, well, some of the reason why they really get off on the whole, their wife being with a black guy is because they could never be him. They can never be a black guy. They can never have that kind of energy, that kind of skills, whatever. And so they feel like that's like unattainable. But for you, mm-hmm. that wouldn't be a factor.
Right. That's why I feel like a black cuck, you know, like for a white woman, like a black cuck could be like, you know, the ultimate, because, you know, like, you know, a lot of white women, you know, like they light a black, like a black guy's lips. So just imagine like a black cuck, you know, sucking on your pretty pussy, you know, like while you're sucking your bull's dick or something like that, you know, just playing into that, you know, in those same physical features, the style, you know, just because a cuck is in that type of dynamic at the moment, you know, in that cuckold, you know, session, or, you know, that play session with his woman, or like a single cuckoldress, you know, she can have it all. You know, I feel like a woman can have it all, like when she's with a black cuck who's, you know, into that interracial dynamic. You know, there's so many women that say black only, queen of spades, you know, like those type of women could really have it all and, you know, still play with or still have white cucks as well, you know?
Yeah.
For sure.
That's so interesting. It does seem like it would be like the best of both worlds for women who are into mm-hmm. the interracial aspect of it. I've had people along the years ask me, well, what do you think about a black cuck? Would you date a black cuck? And I'm like, yeah, why wouldn't I? And I have come across some single black cucks over the years. I would definitely not say I've come across a lot of them, but I have come across a few. And I've, you know, shown interest in getting to know some of them. But I noticed the same kind of insecure behavior when it comes to black cucks as white cucks. So I'm talking about like ghosting, this kind of like shame, I'm assuming, that goes along with it, where, you know, there's a great conversation and all of a sudden they disappear and then they come back and then they disappear and then they come back. This is like what happens when, for all the single ladies out there who have tried dating cucks, you understand what I'm talking about. I've seen that same kind of behavior with black guys. So I think, you know, it's the same when it comes to shame and stuff like that. Did you ever have any, or do you have any issues with shame or kind of getting cold feet or anything like that, or kind of second guessing if you really want this?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Can you believe it's been 4 years since I first started this podcast? And looking back, I had no idea that this would be my full-time job. I love the work that I do. And it's because of you, the listeners, and your support that I'm able to do this. So right now, if you join the Helpful Cuck tier, you get tons of benefits. My favorite ones are the private one-to-one chat every month. You also get access to my private Snapchat group. Weekly live hangouts with me on Crowdcast. I love those. And you get juicy bonus episodes. There's key holding. There's video replays of the Pillow Talk events. And there's also access to my private community on the Moan app. So join right now. You can use the promo code CUCKLOVE2024 for 15% off your Helpful Cuck membership at venuscuckoldress.com.
No, not really. Like, I just, you know, I feel like you really have to trust the person that you're going to, you know, share this type of information with, and, you know, want to be serious about it. Because, you know, like, I think back on it sometimes, you know, like, if you listen to rap songs, you know, there's like a lot of, you know, like the rapper will say, you know, I'm with your girl. We're having like this hell of a grand time, you know, and then like I'll kind of like send her back to you. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's kind of a lot of that in rap music. So I feel like a lot of Black people are like hearing the message, you know, but they just don't put two and two together, you know, because like hip hop is all about, you know, just being that alpha man, you know, and like I said, like there's a lot of lyrics where it's just like downing the guy, you know, and just having this, like I said, like this grand time with his woman. And I see a lot of Black Twitter profiles out there where there are Black cucks, you know. I feel like it could be a lot of stigma, you know, in the Black community that, you know, it's not really talked about. You know, maybe a lot of Black people, you know, they don't have the time to maybe, you know, really research and like, you know, their kinks, or you know what I mean? Like, it's yeah. just so much going on within the Black communities that they may not be able to like really research and delve into these topics. And, you know, it's just so much, but platforms like yours and the Moan app, they're getting the message out there. I've talked to a few on Moan. I've talked to like a few on Twitter DMs, and they really love it, and they really want to see their women be with other men. Like, even Black guys that, you know, are that want Black relationships with Black women, you know, like they seek it too. Like, I see these Twitter pages, they get tons of retweets, tons of likes from Black people. So I guess maybe like just the conversation needs to be talked about more within that Black community, because, you know, I'm sure there's tons of Black guys that want to see their women with other men, you know, and they may play on the humiliation and the insecurities as well, but I feel like it's hard for, you know, all couples to find that right bull to be able to help live out that fantasy and, you know, just curate it the right way and into a loving relationship. I'm sure that's hard for any race, any nationality, and the women on your platform have talked about it. And people on my own have talked about it.
That's so interesting. Yeah. Okay. So the Queen of Spades thing is controversial in some circles. The word spade, and you seem to be like right into the interracial stuff. Like, this fucking fully gets you off. This is your thing. That, like, really is hot. And I'm like, I can relate. And but not all cuckold. I'm going to say not all cuckolding relationships are into that, but like definitely not all of them. But I just talk about it a lot because it happens to be something that really does get me off. And you are the same way. Do you get the kind of what flack that from people online sometimes? Like, sometimes I get like, I think women get the worst of it, especially white women out there who are saying, you know, I have a sexual preference for Black men. We get all sorts of hate about that. Do you, because you're kind of putting it out there, that's what turns you on? Or do you ever get any kind of shit from people? And if you do, like, how do you navigate that?
Yeah, you know, like, I'll pop into, like, BNWO spaces online, like, on Twitter spaces, and, like, I'm just trying to have a conversation about all of it, because, you know, it doesn't have to be so racially, like, divisive, and we can all come together and just, like, have this common generality, you know, that some people they just need that kink fulfilled, and they love it, and they just want to explore it. And I feel like, you know, cucks and cuckoldresses and Queen of Spades, you know, they live a freedom not available or fathomable, you know, to most. And I feel like the women in those spaces, they hold the key to your most profound fantasies and your most concealed fears. And that's a lot of fun, you know. I feel like, you know, white cucks, Latino cucks, or cucks of all races can, like, you know, they can attest to that.
Oh my God. I love what you said there. That's amazing.
Yeah. And you know, like, I feel like a woman's natural sexual and social dominance, you know, is frequently upsets, you know, her male superiors in all levels of life, you know, and that's why many of these women get hate and, you know, bashed for it, but come to cuckolding, you can have it all.
You really can have it all. So I'm assuming though that like on Twitter and stuff, you haven't had any people kind of lash out. Do you jump into those kind of conversations online that are kind of people who are pissed off about, I don't know, women, white women who like black men or whatever? Do you jump into those kind of things, or do you just whatever, watch it from afar?
Yeah, I kind of watch it from afar. And like if something, you know, I feel like I'm not going to say a need to jump in, but if someone says something that maybe sparks a question or interest in my mind, you know, like I'll ask it. Cause you know, like everybody likes their own thing. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, being on the moan, like there's just so many type of, I don't even know what you call it, sexual orientation, sexual dynamics, you know, and they're just like normal people, you know, like once you talk to people and you just like share your experiences, they share their experiences. Like we're just all trying to have fun. Yeah. And that complex power of, you know, feminine energy that is so overwhelming, you know, even in the submission to fantasies, you know, a lot of guys prefer to retain control, you know, of the practice or be able to contain it on and set their own terms. You know, and society has been built around this, you know, for so long. But, you know, that power exchange is where men, you know, we're at a disadvantage and we're easily knocked down from that sense of power and cuckolding. And just like women like you and the women that are on like the Moan app, you know, you guys really, you put that forefront in it, and it's so fucking sexy to see every day.
I love that. I love that so much. Okay, so question for you. A lot of guys are really terrified, cucks are really terrified of anyone finding out about this part of them. How in the closet are you, or how out of the closet are you?
I'm pretty concealed about it, but like I said, like if I'm talking to a woman, like I really need trust, you know, like to build that trust with someone. There was a woman that I've known for like a while, ever since kind of like childhood. And I've kind of told her about like cuckolding a little bit, you know, like there were times where we were kind of on the brink of like me actually watching her have sex like in person, but it wasn't like it just never worked out. But she wasn't like she's not like a submissive type of woman. She kind of likes to be dominated. So she wasn't really into like the dirt, that nasty humiliation, dirty talk that like a lot of cucks, you know, really like. But she was, you know, like she is a freaky ass woman, you know, like she's definitely a lot of fun to play with. But yeah, like she was into me, you know, like, I think she's like into cream pie cleanup, and she's into a lot of freaky shit, but like she just doesn't have that, like, I guess, humiliation, dirty talk, kind of like degrade cucks,
yeah,
you know, in a consensual fun type of way, you know, that a lot of people like in that interracial type of dynamic, or, you know, play fantasy.
So who do you think benefits most from a cuck relationship? Is it the cuck? Is it the wife? Or is it the bull?
I definitely think it's the wife, you know. It just gives that woman that just the freedom to pursue, you know, just whatever she wants. Like, just seeing the woman become empowered in her regular everyday life, you know, like it just spills into all dynamics of her life, you know, like you could just see it spill over into, you know, into everything. So I feel like, you know, definitely the woman, and, you know, for me, cuckolding is all about the woman, you know, is living that freedom and just those profound fantasies, you know, is just so fun to see, like just being able to admire her, you know, in every way. It's fun to see the bull admiring the woman, you know, just other people online. Like, you know, you see all these hot wives having their own Twitter platforms with hundreds of thousands of followers, seeing cucks just like drooling over them every time they tweet, every time they post, you know, it's just so fun to see.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey, did you know that there's a one-of-a-kind matchmaking service for cuckolding and female-led relationships? Venus Connections is a private service for single men and single women who want a loving cuckolding relationship. And now there's a new separate FLR program, too. There's no scrolling through profiles or sharing photos with members. It's totally private. And the dates are blind dates, too. Included in the program is a 3-week course and an interview with me. So join now at venusconnections.com and use the code TOPTIER2024 for 40% off the top 1% membership. That's venusconnections.com. Make 2024 the year that you get the relationship of your dreams. So, with what you see online out there or even on the Moan app, do you think that, like you said, you know, this is about the woman. This should be about the woman. This should be about celebrating her sexuality and really elevating that and bearing witness to that. But do you think that that is actually what's going on out there when it comes to cuckolding content online and stuff? Or is this something that you think is driven by the male fantasy?
I feel like, you know, it's probably a lot more male fantasy, because I feel like, you know, a lot more men watch porn than women. But like the hot wives and the cuckoldresses I find, you know, that post their videos, that tweet, that talk about it, like they're having so much fun and they seem like they're in total control of their relationships. You know, I feel like there are a lot more people into cuckolding. Like, I feel like the numbers grow every single day. I see a lot more tweets about it. I see a lot more profiles. But I just think, you know, a lot of people do feel that shame, and women who maybe preferred the interracial, you know, lifestyle, everybody could be in different parts of the world or the country where it may not be that acceptable to be with people of different races. So they kind of have to, you know, bring it all online, and they can't really be too open about it where they live. But you know, there's places like Splash Mocha, and there's events, you know, that promote that interracial lifestyles, that you can, you know, be able to get out of your town and really experience this lifestyle on your terms and how you want it, for, you know, for your husband, for, you know, the wife. And it seems like there's a lot of women, you know, that are linking up with bulls. They're traveling to see each other, you know, the internet made it possible, you know, they're linking up and having content, you know, shooting content in, you know, all these luxurious places, and they're having fun, and the cucks are there, the husbands are there at times, and, you know, the women aren't there. I mean, and the women are just there with their bulls, you know, having a good time. So it's just, you know, if you have a hot wife, if you have a cuckold, you're super fucking lucky, because guys fucking want this lifestyle so bad. And you know, I feel like, you know, we just got to talk to our women and be, you know, be open to them and not be selfish, you know, don't be a Spielberg, as they call it, wanting to direct, just let it flow, you know, just like have, I hear a lot of women say, you know, a lot of cucks want to be in the room, you know, but the, like the women that I hear on Moan, the women that I hear on your podcast, like, they get even nastier when it's just the, you know, just her and the bull, you know, and the cucks not in the room. But, you know, the women still do come back to their husbands with those details, you know, and they do share experiences together. But you just have to, you know, trust your woman and let her, you know, just guide the way. And you'll have those shattering toe curling orgasms, you know, or be denied them as well, you know.
Yes, it really is just about whatever she's comfortable with. So Cox, just, you're right, need to kind of let go and let her lead, and with what she wants and what she feels like is fun for her, because let's face it, whatever's fun for her is going to be fun for you.
Mm-hmm. And at least your woman is, you know, taking that step, because there's some guys in relationships, you know, where they can't live out, you know, 1% of their cuckolding fantasies or desires. So even if you get 25% out of it, you should be grateful and happy and thankful, because there's millions out there that can't live out this lifestyle, you know, due to where they live or just, you know, anything.
Oh, yeah. Lots of guys are firmly locked in the cuck closet, way too terrified to ever bring it up to their wife or girlfriend. And yeah, it's pretty sad. They will go through life without ever having being fulfilled in this area. So for all you guys out there who have brought it up in the right way to your partner and she is on board, for fuck's sakes, you have won the lottery. Don't fuck this shit up. Let her do it the way she wants. You've literally won the lottery, the cuck lottery.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, it's just the whole interracial cuckolding dynamic is just so much fun. Like, I've sent stuff to you in the DMs, like, you know, the type of like taboo fun, like that I'm kind of into, you know. I don't know, you know, this might not be the right platform for that, but I mean, it could get like really dark and you can have some nasty, like really fucking erotic fun. And like, I enjoy hearing the women on your platform talk about it. Like, like you could just tell, like their panties get soaked, like so fucking soaked by it when they have that right bull that could really tap into what they're looking for. And
yeah, our DMs are hot.
Yeah, even the woman, I think the last woman you had on your platform, Rosa, I think, you know, she kind of came at it at cuckolding from a different aspect, like, you know, having single cucks, because I think she was like married, but you know, her husband wasn't into it, so she has single cucks that she builds relationships with, and you know, like they just have fun with that as well. So even that's a different dynamic than your traditional, you know, husband wife, you know, kind of cuckolding relationship. Like, she has cuck boyfriends, I think she calls it, you know, like, yeah. Which is super fucking fun. All women should have cuck boyfriends, you know, like
friends with cuck benefits. Just always,
yeah, friends with cuck benefits. Yeah, just like men catering to them, you know, like just it's just fun being a woman's butler, being her concierge, you know, like it's so fucking sexy.
Yeah, you know? There's definitely a lot of possibilities that go outside of the box of cuckolding, the stereotypical cuckolding that you see online. And that is a message that I hope a lot of couples get, singles and couples, is that you don't have to follow what you see online. You can just make it for whatever you would like it to be. There is no right or wrong way to do this lifestyle, as long as she is happy, fulfilled, free, and he is supportive, fulfilled and happy, it's all good. Who gives a fuck? And yes, some people in the lifestyle are nastier than others. And I love it. Like, for me, I'm the same way. It is the taboo of this kind of relationship that is such a turn on for me. So of course, other taboos are going to be appealing too. And so maybe that's kind of like why people kind of stretch the limits a little bit within this lifestyle to what some people might consider extreme. I'm not sure, but I think it's really fun when you can find somebody who you trust and develop that trust so that you can indulge in those really fucking crazy things that most people would shy away from.
Yeah, I think there's so many spaces and platforms online that you can reach out to, you know, those type of people, and you can, you know, you can share your, you could share your thoughts and ideas with one another in, you know, in Twitter DMs or Instagram DMs, and just like really talk about it. And like, you know, there's people I just send all types of crazy stuff to, and we just have like conversations about it, and you know, like they really understand it, you know, like, you know, it's just so much nasty good shit out there, and there are going to be people who hate on it, but there's a community out there that's gonna welcome you with open arms and embrace you, and they trust me, they definitely can relate to you, you know. There's definitely people that you, yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say it can be a safe space for you to explore those things with others who are not going to judge, who are going to be just excited about it as you. If not excited, they're just going to be excited for you. So, mm-hmm. And that's okay. But the fact that you have these friends out there who you can send crazy shit to in the DMs and talk about that crazy shit or meet in person and explore these different things together, that is really unique and it's really special. And I love that. I love that. So, okay, before we wrap up, do you have any last kind of comments or things that you would like to say about your own journey or cuckolding in general?
It's just been a lot of fun to like just explore the whole cuckolding lifestyle, just talking to people, you know, and just getting that real world feel for like what's going on in the cuckolding community. Venus, you and the women on your platform, the women on the Moan app, the people on the Moan app, you know, it's a graceful, feminine inspiration to the world, you know, like this whole cuckolding lifestyle. And it's so much fun. I'm happy to be a part of it. I'm happy to talk to anybody, black cucks out there who like want to come out or just like talk about the lifestyle in the black community. You know, like there's black women that want to be hot wives, you know, black women could be queen of spades too, you know, like within that interracial lifestyle, or like, it's all about, you know, that big black, hungry, fucking delicious looking dick, you know, like everybody likes to look at it. You know, I love seeing women get filled up with it and, you know, just pleasing it and just being so fucking nasty. Like we could just be nasty and have fun. There's never a need to feel shame when something feels right. There's no need, you know, to be afraid of making progress on any path. And to be in service to her is natural. To be in service to a woman, you know, it just feels so good to be a cuck at times, you know. Yeah. Just worshiping a woman's aura and her femininity and seeing her be so powerful, like, you know, in any race of cuckolding, you know, dynamic, it's just be, you know, open arms with it and have fun and just trust one another, be honest, and just let her lead the way and make her feel comfortable and safe, and it'll be fucking so much fun and so many tripping orgasms.
I love that. Okay, let's wrap this up. Where can people find you? Do you have anything on your socials that you want to share?
Yeah, if you just want to talk and be open, at Nasty As They Come on Twitter, The Cuckold Next Door on Twitter. You can find me there. You can find me on the Moan app, The Cuck Next Door. And, you know, like, if you just want to share experiences, just talk about things, like, my DMs are open and we could just get to know one another, and just be open and honest and have real conversations, you know?
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show and also for being co-host of the Cuck View Talk Show as well.
Hey, those little mini chats are so much fun. They're so much fun.
Yes. If you want to check those out, you can go to venuscuckoldress.com, click on the Queen's Quarters. It's part of the private podcast and also available on Apple Podcasts. All right. That's going to be it for our little chat today. Thank you so much, Cuck Next Door.
Thank you, Venus. It's been so much fun. Thank you for having me on your platform. I enjoy this so much.
That's going to be it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me. I just got to let you know, I am going to be taking some time off, a whole fucking week of vacation time. Mm-hmm. And I'm going somewhere where there's like no Wi-Fi or cell signal or anything. So I am unplugging for a week. This is going to be August 19th to 27th. So I'm taking a good chunk of time off. Yes, some R&R. I need it. It's going to be great. The reason why I'm telling you is anybody who sends me an email, a message, a DM, anything during this time, you're going to get radio silence for a while. Just so you know, it's going to be a minute until I'm able to respond. So taking time off, we'll get to it later. All right, make sure you go to venuscuckoldress.com. That's where you can subscribe to the podcast. You can join a support tier. If you want, you can book a private chat with me as well. Make sure you follow me on Twitter or whatever the fuck it's called these days. My handle is at cuckoldressv. That's it for today. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then you know I've talked about a really, really amazing sexual activity other than cuckolding, and it's called sensual massage. Now, I've received this a few times, and it is fucking mind-blowing. I'm a huge fan, but there just hasn't been any kind of place for guys to learn how to do it, not that I knew of anyway. Until now, I came across this video, this sensual massage video that is on xoafterglow.com, which is a pretty cool site. It is porn that is meant to be real, educational, entertaining, of course, but really cool, made by women, and lots of different kinds of porn as well. So I found this video on there. And I was like, oh my God, yay. It's really hot. It's this real couple. And he's actually, in the beginning of the video, learns how to do the massage. He's obviously watching some sort of instructions. He talks to his wife about it. And she's on the massage table. And he gives her an amazing sensual massage. Now, it's not as long as I would like as far as length of time. But the video is great. And I'm so happy to see it. It's really hot. It's really sexy. And it just presses all the buttons for me. So if you want to check it out, you should go to xoafterglow.com. And right now, if you enter the code Venus, you can actually get 1 week of free access to it, a free trial. So that's xoafterglow.com. Enter the code Venus. And the link for that, if you are not going to be able to remember, is in the show notes for today. Enjoy.